Rick Smith went to the podium on Tuesday afternoon and met with the Houston media, answering their questions about draft strategy, what might happen on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and much more.
The work's been good. It's been exhaustive, as it should be, and I think it's been thorough and detailed, and I feel good about our preparation and our process, and obviously excited about the opportunity to add some players that will impact our football team.
Is there still some effort to zone in on a position or two, or is it pretty wide open in terms of best player available for you?
No, it always is best player available. I think it's just important. It's vitally important, in my opinion, to the success of consistent drafting to distinguish between need and value. I think when you set your board, according to value and where you see a player's capabilities and abilities to perform.
As you sit here today, though, are you pretty confident that you'll pick 27th?
Well, what I'm confident there'll be a player there that we like. I am confident of that. Am I confident that we won't move? I don't know. It just there's a dynamic that's involved in the process during draft day. You know, if just depending on the way that the board falls, there may be a player that we've got a certain value on that's all of a sudden available. And we may want to go up and get them. You know, correspondingly, if there's you know, teams that want to come up and grab players where we are, I do think that the 27th spot is an attractive spot from the standpoint that it, you know, historically you look back and there are teams that come back into the draft in the latter part of the round if a player is there that they had targeted earlier. And so I think we'll have some flexibility, but I am confident if we don't move, then we'll get a good player, but we'll be open.
What did you see within this organization, some deficiencies that need to be filled?
It's been well documented. I think we could use some help at the wide receiver position. I was very impressed last year with the progress of Devere Posey late. You know, and obviously, unfortunately, he had the injury. But I do think that his rehab process is going well. I like what I saw in Keyshawn's development. So we got some good young receivers. I think we can add a player there. We lost James Casey in free agency, and so that created a potential spot as well. I think you can always add depth on your offensive and defensive lines. I just think that's something that you always have to do when we talk about thinking, you know, not just next year but thinking long term. And so there are plenty of areas on our football team where we can add good football players. And that's why I think you have to always exercise a discipline of taking the right player at the corresponding value, because at some point that player will help your team win.
Do your offensive coaches, including Gary, try to influence you on taking offensive player in the first round?
Well, Gary tries to stay neutral, John, because he's got the role of the head coach. But if I were to sit here and say that coaches don't try to influence me, I wouldn't be truthful. So that's just a part of the process.
What are you doing from this point on when you get back up, back in your office?
Well, the board's set, obviously, and so there's not a lot of that. It's at this point, it's just fine-tuning. It's making sure that we've dotted every I and crossed every T, and you know, I'm on the phone a lot this time. I don't really pay a lot of attention to outside thoughts about the draft class before the end of last week, because I don't want to be biased about anything. And so at this point, I'm starting to kind of pay attention to where people are ranked and you know, trying to get a sense and a feel for how I think, you know, Thursday night's going to progress, how Friday and Saturday will go, so that we're prepared and we can anticipate some of the things that we might need to do. It's futures predicting. And so as much information as we can gather to help us with predicting how a guy will perform, behave, progress, do all those things, that's a part of what we're trying to do.